Dr. Mom Butt Balm is a pediatrician-approved skin protectant free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide. It was developed by a mom who is also a doctor when she couldn't find any traditional products that worked for her baby's persistent diaper rash. Diaper rash can be one of the worst experiences your little one has to go through, and keeping their delicate skin happy and healthy shouldn't require a spatula to apply thick, goopy treatments that can be just as irritating and uncomfortable as the diaper rash itself. Use just a small amount of Dr. Mom Butt Balm to help soothe your baby's skin and feel good about making the right choice. Dr. Mom is committed to providing an ultra premium formula for moms who will not settle when it comes to their little ones. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with simple, quality ingredients, no artificial dyes or preservatives, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Head to Amazon.com or Walmart.com to grab Dr. Mom Butt Balm because nothing comes between you and your baby, especially not diaper rash. Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now, let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold on to or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. Your baby should be with you after birth. What exactly do I mean by that? There are three parts to it. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have listened before, thank you for spending some time with me today. In these short episodes that I release on Thursdays, I cover topics that can be covered quickly, or I might share something that's on my mind, or maybe I might share a fun story. And today I want to chat about how your baby should be with you after birth. And there are three parts to it. The first part is skin to skin contact. Your baby should be on your skin right after birth. And by right after birth, I mean that your baby can come straight out of your vagina and right up onto your bare chest. Now, that may feel like a bit much for people, maybe slippery and things like that. So your baby can be gently dried off first with a blanket and then placed directly on your skin. And I'm not saying skin-to-skin contact is important just because it sounds lovely or like, oh, that's cute. No, there are actually research-proven benefits of skin-to-skin contact, including your baby will have an easier transition to newborn life. Babies that have skin-to-skin contact tend to have more stable breathing and temperature. Skin-to-skin contact helps promote breastfeeding, and it also helps promote bonding. Now, something that isn't research proven, but that I think is the case, I believe that when your baby is laying on your chest, they can feel your heartbeat and they can hear your heartbeat with their little ears laid down on your chest. And it's a familiar and comforting sound to them because it's something that they're used to hearing from when they were inside. Now, I mentioned that skin-to-skin contact can be done after a vaginal birth, but it can also be done after a cesarean birth. We can do skin-to-skin contact in the OR. The research shows that as long as you do skin-to-skin contact, though, within the first hour after birth, then you still get the benefit. So don't necessarily be worried if it's been a few minutes, you know, if it's been a little bit. As long as it gets started within that first hour, then you get those benefits. And it can also be done with your partner. So be sure to tell your doctor that you want skin-to-skin contact right after birth. The next part of your baby being with you after birth is that your baby should stay attached to you for a bit after birth. This is delayed cord clamping. Delayed cord clamping is the practice of waiting to cut the umbilical cord. It needs to be for at least 30 to 60 seconds to get the research-proven benefits, and I'll tell you what those are in a sec. It can also be up until when the cord stops pulsating. That's typically how long I do delayed cord clamping. That's going to be about 3 to 4 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Now, back in the day, we all used to immediately clamp the cord when the baby came out, and unfortunately, some of us still do that. However, evidence has convincingly shown that delayed cord clamping is beneficial, and it's beneficial both to term babies, and it's actually really beneficial to preterm babies. That extra blood flow that's coming through the placenta while we're waiting for the placenta to detach from the wall of the uterus, it contains iron. And those increased iron stores in the baby's blood can reduce the risk of anemia. Anemia is when you have low iron in your blood. That extra blood also contains stem cells, and those stem cells can boost your baby's health. It can boost your baby's immune system. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. There's even some evidence that delayed cord clamping may help improve brain development. So delayed cord clamping should be routinely done at every birth, as long as your baby comes out looking well and doesn't need any resuscitation, then delayed cord clamping should be done. So delayed cord clamping is recommended by the World Health Organization. It's recommended by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. It's recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. It really, again, should be routine both in term births and in preterm births, and it can be done at vaginal birth and cesarean birth, all right? It can still be done at cesarean birth. So that second piece of your baby should be with you is delayed cord clamping. And then the third piece of your baby should be with you after birth is your baby should be in your room with you after birth. Having your baby in your room helps promote bonding. It also makes it easier to breastfeed on demand. Really, the majority of any procedures, any exams, including exams by the pediatrician, can be done right in your baby's room. At our hospital, everything is done in the baby's room. So the nursery nurse comes to the birth at 30 minutes after the baby's born, does a quick assessment of the baby, and then the baby is weighed not until an hour after birth and is, of course, weighed in the room. And most things are done in the room. The default at our hospital is for babies to stay in the room. And many hospitals have adopted a policy where the baby stays in the room, especially after COVID. Those policies were adopted, but not all hospitals have. Some hospitals still take babies out for like the pediatrician to see the baby. The baby has to go to the nursery. And that's really for the convenience of the pediatrician. It's not that the baby needs to go. Really, just about everything can be done right in your room. So don't be afraid to advocate for having your baby stay with you in your room if that's what you want. It is your baby after all. Now, sometimes you may need a break. You may be really tired after a vaginal birth, and you may want the baby to go to the nursery so you can get a little bit of sleep and get a little bit of rest. That is totally fine. The key to that, though, is that it should be your choice, not the choice of the hospital about where your baby goes. That should be your choice about where your baby goes. So I'm not saying that you don't ever send the baby to the nursery. You may need to if you're really tired and had a difficult birth. That's totally fine. But again, it should be your choice. The default is that your baby should be in the room with you. All right, so those three prongs to your baby should be with you after birth are skin-to-skin contact, delayed cord clamping, and your baby being in your room. The best way to make sure these things happen is to talk about it during your prenatal period and make a birth plan. And I'm not talking about a template or a form that you hand to them at the hospital and that they toss away or stick in your chart and nobody ever looks at it. You definitely want to have a discussion during the prenatal period about your birth plan so you know well before you get to the hospital that they support these things, that the hospital supports delayed cord clamping, that the hospital supports skin-to-skin contact, that the hospital supports your baby being in your room after birth. I have a great free class that goes over all of these questions to ask. You can take that birth plan class. It's called Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. Grab it at drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. Again, it's totally free. You get a workbook that you can print out to use to make your birth plan and take with you in order to discuss it with your doctor. It's really a step-by-step process. I tell you what to put in it. It's just a super informative class. People love it. And you have forever access to it. So it's drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. Okay, so there you have it. Please share this podcast with a friend. Sharing is caring. Helps me to reach and serve as many pregnant folks as possible. Also, subscribe to the podcast wherever you are listening to me right now. So that is it for this episode. Come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.